An organizer for the Silly Market, Kate Boyd, was in our studios with details. The market's summer season starts just 2 weekends away.
We have our opening day is a huge push for bus, bike, or walk to the market. So we've got a really big push for that just because the parking, you know, is always such an issue. And when we're trying to bring 12 to 15,000 people, we want to make sure that they use other means of transportation other than driving into town. Park at the high school, take the bus in. It's a lot of fun that way. We've thought about getting some little stickers where kind of like I voted today. Mm-hmm. So we're talking to transit to see if we can try to do that with more events, not just the Park Silly, but having stickers for, you know, people at Sundance and people at the Kimball Arts Festival or people at the parade, just so that everybody knows that there's other means, you know, try not to always drive up to town.
Some of the special features include Recycle Day and Concierge Day.
Concierge Day is actually, we're going with all of our new rack cards to pretty much every hotel in town and inviting the concierges to come down and join us to check out the market to really tell their visitors and guests what we're all about, to again encourage the bus, bike, or walk so that they can, you know, show them different means of transportation to get there. And then also to show them our zero waste programs, our nonprofit programs. With zero waste, last year we had 153,000 visitors and we only sent 24 bags of trash to the landfill. So it's quite amazing. We have to monitor every single one of our zero waste stations. And so this year we're actually going with the Summit County Initiative for commingled. So we'll be educating the public again about commingled. Plastic, aluminum, and paper go in one. Glass is not considered a commingled. Glass actually goes in a landfill or you bring it to recycle. As well as we have a compost where we actually go feed the pigs and Camas.
The food outlets are mostly at the bottom of Main Street except for the farmer's market near the post office. Michelle McDonald talked about some of the new vendors this year.
The really obvious ones I think a lot of the locals will know are food. We have a new biscuit barn that's coming, a cool, funky, recycled trailer. Nice couple from Salt Lake. The Jamaican gal's coming, so we're going to have Jamaican fare.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
This food is to die for. It
pulled
really is.
Pork and
it's,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it's
Jamaican
spicy.
Jerk.
Yeah, Jamaican jerk chicken. Rice and beans, which isn't a traditional our version of rice and beans. It's their version of rice and beans.
You know, we have a new florist on Main Street that's opening up in Treasure Mountain Inn, but she's joining us at the market to get started. So she's going to be in the farmer's market right here. So fresh cut flowers, that's new.
Kate Boyd and Michelle McDonald from the Park Silly Sunday Market. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.